Can you just tell me your name and job title, please?
Yes, so I'm Emma Thomas and I'm Chief Exec of the charity Young Minds.
Well, you are the official charity here at the Mitsubishi Motors Badminton Horse Trials. Exciting for you as a charity to be involved in one of the big equestrian events and one of the big British sporting events, full stop.
I think it's amazing for us as a relatively small charity, but particularly important for children and young people who have mental health issues. So when they see us on the television, when they hear about us, they know more and more people care about what they're going through, and that's really important.
And it clearly has been in the news recently, so it's good timing by badminton, because there is much more focus on young people's mental state.
I think we're all waking up to just the sheer scale of need that there is amongst young people. So 1 in 8 children and young people have a diagnosable mental health need, and many others will experience episodes of anxiety and depression. But the real challenge is getting access to support. So that's where we're facing major issues for young people who need support early on, who just can't get it, or waiting too long.
I'm assuming your charity is very busy. Can you give an indication of sort of how many people you are ending up helping on an annual basis?
So our model of support is to help those who can provide the greatest support to young people. So we work with around 13,000 parents every year. We train over 9,000 teachers every year, but we also work with clinicians and supporting within the NHS to bring about service change, and that could be thousands of individuals helping them to learn from young people's experience. But the other side is that we work directly with young people who've been through some problems in their life, who want to use that for good, and we empower them to change and work with us for government campaigning and influencing.
Well, there's obviously a sort of focus. Does it frustrate you that there's so many people needing help like this kind of help your charity is providing?
I'm incredibly frustrated that there are so many young people who we've allowed their mental ill health to get to the stage where they need specialist support. And that isn't acceptable to us as society. We should be helping them much, much earlier on. So the very fact we've got something like Badminton Horse Trials supporting us is a great way of raising awareness. And we're really grateful. It's the first time they've had a mental health charity as a partner. And this is an opportunity to support people, start conversations, and clearly raise some money to meet the demand.
And they get huge crowds here. So what will be your presence during the event?
Well, for us, it's incredibly exciting. We have a jump that will be a Young Minds jump. So whether you're walking the course, watching or on television internationally, you will be seeing Young Minds. And then we'll have a stand here where we'll have our team of staff and volunteers who will be encouraging members of the public to come and talk about their own mental health and how they support them to help each other. So we just get more and more people talking about this as an important issue.
Well, I hope you raised lots of money, and I hope you, and from your own personal point of view, have you been to something like badminton before? Are you someone who likes equestrian sport?
I did a little bit of horse riding when I was younger, so I've never been to anything like this. So to see behind the scenes, to see just what they have to compete with and the conditions and understand so much behind it is a really exciting and great opportunity. I'm very grateful for that, and to meet the sponsors and the team behind the event.
Well, let's hope it's a great week for you and the charity from a sporting point of view, and you do raise lots of money, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you through the week as well.
Lovely. Thank you very much.